This is Philippe Heller with Your Home Connection, where we talk about houses, real estate, and a lot more. We want to talk about things in addition to just the simple purchase, but all the things that go into buying a home and what buyers and real estate agents should look out for. My name is Philippe Heller. I'm president of the Real Estate Inspection Company. We're a leading home inspection company in San Diego, where we really focus on high-tech evaluations because we want our clients to know everything there is to know about the house that they're either buying or selling so that they can avoid any litigation or any problems after the sale. So today's topics are kind of interesting. We're going to reach back a little bit because we're seeing some signs of, hopefully not, but some signs that things may repeat themselves. So we're going to reach back and talk about the economics that led to the last crash, some current market conditions, programs for veterans, and some predictions about our current San Diego real estate market. If you can't join us for the whole hour, please check our Facebook page, and you can get there by going to houseconnectradio.com, and I will post a replay of the show in a little bit later today. Joining us today, we have Marion Anthony from Pacific Sotheby's.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure to have you here. And also Ken Heller, who is one of our senior inspectors at the Real Estate Inspection Company.
Thank you for having me as well.
So, Marion, you have been an agent since 2001, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So tell us about where you work and a little bit about your history.
Well, getting into the real estate business, basically, while I was in reserve status in the Marine Corps, was interesting because I started in property management and I worked my way along the coast, working my way north, and getting a really large perspective of the county, starting in La Mesa, working my way up to Encinitas. Mm-hmm. But now I manage properties in Oceanside, Coronado, East County, all over the county for a lot of the vets that are deployed right now. But over the last 15, 16 years, it's been a big learning curve. And like every day in real estate, you're always learning something. But yeah, it's been great and helping out a lot of military families and a lot of coastal property owners who really want to look for the right location with privacy, mm-hmm. lot space, and view.
Well, certainly from Oceanside down to Coronado, we certainly have enough military families here to keep you busy. But you're pretty well hooked in. After you came back from being deployed, you went back out to Afghanistan, right?
Yes.
And you interviewed a lot of people. What was the purpose of that trip?
Well, 2010, I went over with some friends from an old unit, got approval from the regiment, and I attached to a buddy of mine's unit, which was 5th Marines, mm-hmm. and got a chance to kind of catch up and see where we were. This was during the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Unfortunately, by the time I got there, they had just snagged him about a week before my arrival. Mm-hmm. But it was an interesting story. We wanted to do a 10-year I wrote my book, A Short Sale Rush, in 2006, and I was looking always for a second piece of material to write, and my dad was a World War II veteran. He's a large writer, about 7 books he published over the years, and I wanted to write a second book, and I wasn't too sure if I was going to write on real estate again or something that was very close to my heart, and my affinity was with the Marine Corps. So mm-hmm. that was a little pet project of my own. Went back for about a month.
Now, we've worked together for a long time, and I remember when you just released that book, and it was kind of right during that whole episode where there was the crash, a lot of short sales, a lot of foreclosures. Let's talk about your book.
Okay.
Bring us back to why you wrote it and then what it's about.
A Short Sale Rush was really something I put together because I kept answering the same questions repetitively for all the agents in my office at the time, which were about 50 working in Carlsbad. And I was just sounding like a broken record every day. Hey, how do I do this? What do I do this? What do I need to do first? I got this guy. He wants a short sale. And it was just a buzzword on top of, many borrowers, homeowners, agents' tongues, and they really didn't know the whole process. And again, just kind of, on the edge of something that was driving the market, we wanted to make an FAQ book. Really, is what it is: frequently asked questions on how to do these things effectively, save time, and get what your client needs, get out of that first and second mortgage. So really, that book was built as a guide how to close a loan that was in default.
Yeah, underperforming assets, I think, is the term.
Yeah,
theme throughout the book is how to deal with them.
Absolutely. It's very difficult when you have a, you know, an economy like it was where, you know, the Bernie Madoffs of the world pulled out the carpet from underneath us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, regular homeowners, you know, they're just thinking the market's just doing great. And, hey, you know, all I need to qualify for, you know, a loan is, you know, stating my income.
Yep.
And the rates, you know, were just so low and the prices kept escalating. And next thing you know, everybody was living in an equity zone of life until the market just crashed. Yeah. But if given a crystal ball, the only thing I would have really done differently is instead of recommending people to buy nice houses, these McMansions would have been buy 4 or 6 units because the rent stayed, you know, up throughout the downturn. So if people who were out there that did buy multiple units are probably the only ones that actually salvaged through the crisis.
True. Well, regardless, it was very prophetic. And if anybody has seen the short sale, what was the movie?
Big Short.
The Big Short.
Oh, yeah. The flip side of the equation.
That, you know, if you haven't seen it and you have anything to do with real estate or if you own a home or whatnot, you should see that because it kind of summarizes the whole situation pretty
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I was watching the news when they interviewed the author of that, and I said, wow, he's on the receiving end. He's seeing what I'm seeing from, you know, an investor standpoint and in the market. And just, you know, he had sent his agents out to kind of understand, I think it was in Arizona someplace, and, you know, there was people with 5 or 6 mortgages.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is I've been in this business for a while now. We went through the ups and the downs. And one thing is amazing, because I was revisiting some of our older numbers, is that real estate in San Diego is always active. Now, it depends on what side of the issues you're on. You know, when you were short selling the house, obviously it wasn't very good for you if you were losing your home.
Yeah.
It was a buyer's market. And when it's good and property values are up, it's a seller's market. Regardless, it always seems to go so quickly. You know, the time contingencies are so short. Everybody wants to rush. And that's why, you know, home inspections now, we used to have the luxury of 10, 14 days, sometimes 21 days. Now we're seeing contingency periods as short as 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And people are calling us up and they need it, you know, tomorrow, today. We get calls, hey, do you have anyone today that could come out? And, you know, it's just, it's really, it's always been such a hot market. As far as investment goes, that's a different side of that coin. But I agree with you. If people had snapped up numerous houses or multi-unit properties that they could have rented, they'd be very
ahead of the curve,
sitting pretty today. So, what do you see going on now as far as anything that looks like it did back in 05, 06? How are loans being put together?
Loans after the Dodd-Frank and the TRID guidelines, TRID is really good. A lot of people, you know, kind of gave you the grimace, you know, and grinding their teeth when the TRID was first introduced.
Mm-hmm.
But really what that is a real truth in lending aspect, and it gives the borrower, the home buyer, mm-hmm. a true projection of their out-of-pocket expenses mm-hmm. for that new loan they're going to get. And that was always like a little loosely fixed. You know, this is your estimate, but the estimate could always change. Now the TRID's really locking in that number. So to answer your question, the market in many areas, if San Diego County collectively, you'll find markets like, say, Encinitas or Carlsbad that have exceeded their 2006, 2007 highs mm-hmm. before the market corrected or crashed. Now it's a little bit more of an organic growth process where the buyers are qualified in the true sense of an A paper, you know, tax returns, bank statements.
Verified.
They're qualified. They're verified buyers. In the past, it was people who, anybody with a heartbeat and a decent credit score could qualify for 100% loan up to $1 million.
And lenders, not lenders, but brokers, not real estate brokers, but loan
lender,
brokers.
Brokers, real estate.
Were incentivized to make poor loans. They were getting bigger commissions on the shaky loans.
And any loan broker in San Diego at the time was seeking an alt-doc product, mm-hmm. you know, a Nina, a Ninja loan, you know, basically no income, no asset qualifies. Mm-hmm. All you needed was a credit score. And so a lot of those guys, the points, the fee structure, which the broker got based on the amount of the loan he wrote, was very handsomely rewarded. So mm-hmm. they were obviously encouraged economically, incentivized to write those loans. But for people who are, you know, CPA, an attorney, a doctor, someone who's got a nice credit score and a good secure job, teacher's loans, you know, they can really get that A paper product, which is the lowest rate.
But a down payment.
Yeah, a down payment.
So now we're hearing a lot more about bidding wars where people are getting outbid, but this isn't a question of loose available money. It's actually more inventory driven, isn't
it? Yeah, recently San Diego had reported, I think it was on, forget the radio station, it might have been NPR, they said that San Diego is in a housing crisis. Mm-hmm. So not just a housing shortage, but we're in a crisis where people who are homegrown San Diegans, their kids are having trouble finding and affording homes within the county.
Wow. That's amazing, because they're expensive. You would think that a lot of people would be priced out and people are moving out of the county, but apparently net, there's too many people for the number of houses.
There's just not enough houses. There's still area in the general plan for San Diego to build and grow to, and you can take a look at SANDAG, San Diego Department of Government's website.org, mm-hmm. and you'll find out the projected growth rates, average household income for every area that's incorporated in the county of San Diego. But yeah, there is a housing shortage. Housing crisis is what they're calling it. So I believe that. I had to see it because it's driving the prices up.
Amazing.
Supply and demand.
Amazing. Okay, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what buyers should think about when selecting an agent to either sell their home or buy their home. Marion's going to shed some light on what neighborhoods outperform others and some other things to consider financially about where you buy and what your goals are long term. And we're also going to touch on some home inspections, both what helps and what hurts both sides of the transaction. And so we'll touch on those as soon as we get back from break.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You have achieved total unity by comparing insurance rates with competitors and choosing the best rate for you. Now you are at one. Like a pro athlete playing yourself in a video game. They got your nose wrong. You forgive them.
Achieve oneness. Compare Progressive direct rates with top competitors' rates at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes kickoff comes early. At Hampton by Hilton, that's when they run the option. Take your pick of free hot breakfast in the hotel or breakfast on the run bags to go. Either way, you'll be fueled up to cheer on your team. Because on game day, tailgate waits for no fan. So follow your favorite college football team on the road all season long. With Hampton by Hilton's friendly, helpful people at over 2,000 locations, you've got a winning combination for a memorable season. Book your football getaway today at Hampton.com for a guaranteed discount.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows nothing beats the versatility of a 90s-era hatchback. You want trunk space? The whole thing is trunk space, giving you the ability to haul canoe-sized payloads with little more than a trusty old bungee cord holding down the hatch. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your small utility vehicle running longer, stronger. Because it's not quirky, it's ahead of its time. That's Napa know-how.
The INE is much more than just the office that's in charge of the elections and more than the credential that allows you to vote and identify yourself. The INE also exists to guarantee your political electoral rights and to defend everyone's power no matter the age. It's also a place for your opinion to be heard, to promote dialogue, tolerance, and respect, and to discover and share your citizen power. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE.
Engineer Jesus Lopez is a public servant who works to improve the infrastructure of the country. When he sees a finished highway, the accomplishment makes him feel like crying. When drivers travel that highway, they don't realize everything that went into its construction. In the end, thousands of Mexicans will pass through it. The good things in life are not always spoken, but they count for a lot. President Enrique Peña Nieto, Fourth Report, Government of the Republic. Get to know more at gob.mx/informe.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV.
All right, and we're back. Joining us today is Marian Anthony from Pacific Sotheby's. And before the break, we were talking about economic conditions that led to the crash and if we're seeing any kind of repeat of that. And luckily, it sounds like banks are actually forced now to make good loans. So it's really just a housing shortage. So when you're out there looking for a house, Marian, what are some of the things that buyers should consider as far as their long-term goals for investment or rental or just where they want to live? What advice would you give to them?
Well, when I usually go out with a buyer and they're looking for a property for investment, most of it's going to be a good location because sometimes they think, if I get older, I might end up living here. There's always that question on the table. But if it's strictly for primary residence, that's going to be their new home. Privacy's big. You want to make sure you have good setback between you and your neighbors. So if they're weed whacking or their landscapers come visit on a Saturday morning, you kind of have that privacy. There's one thing I always see if someone's either buying a $500,000 house or a $5 million home, they're always upgrading to get a house with more privacy.
That makes good sense. I mean, unless you're really in some of the older neighborhoods where you have zero lot lines or the beach areas, a lot of times have just houses right up against each other. You don't have that.
Right.
So that is a good consideration. Whatever house you're buying, you want to make sure it's soundproof. What about the military aspect of that? Because that's another kind of nuisance to some people.
I get questions all the time. I'll have a new client, just moved to the area, corporate relocation, whatever. And they'll be like, why is Oceanside so much cheaper than Carlsbad? And I'll say, well, you know, it's the artillery range. You've got that constant womp, womp, womp noise going on in the evening after hours. And so Oceanside's always going to suffer with that impact in their value because of, you know, the noise condition that comes from the military area. But what's interesting is areas like Coronado that also have the Navy SEAL Hell Weeks, you know, you'll hear those artillery simulation rounds going off in Coronado. And that sound, you can hear it throughout basically all downtown Coronado. So that's a little different as it's basically an island. It's all right there on the ocean so that it's a little bit more better insulated value-wise, I'd say. But yeah, Oceanside, that's a tough question. And I know there's a lot going on with city government there in Oceanside to improve the downtown aspect of it and clean up some of the crime that they've seen in the past. Mm-hmm. But that's always going to be a hindrance, I think, on the value is just the noise.
Yeah, because Oceanside has been fixed up lately, and it's actually quite fun to go there on a weekend. If you haven't been there lately, you know, go check it out. But now moving south in the county, we get some very expensive neighborhoods along the coast. What do you see going on there as far as values? It's kind of traditional that those high-end neighborhoods are always the best investments because they go up, but they're hard to get into.
Right. Coastal community is going to be, I mean, if that's your bullseye on a game, you know, always get the closer to the coast, the better you're going to be. Now, what community you want to be in is going to be a big part of it. Like, for example, I manage rentals in Bird Rock and La Jolla. You know, some people in PB, but you have a higher turnover rate in some neighborhoods. Like if you're near a college area, you're going to have a higher turnover rate, which means, you know, higher vacancy factor. So it just really depends on where you want to be. But I definitely would highly suggest the coast for people who are looking to buy a good investment, hold it long term.
Right.
The values are going to be the strongest in those areas. But you can find sometimes better priced options just a little east.
Now, what would you say if somebody was an investor looking to buy a place on both for long-term appreciation or just for monthly income? What you mentioned college areas. Mm-hmm. We inspect tons of those places, and most of them are dumps because they're just, you know, long-term rentals, and who cares? There's a bunch of college kids.
Right.
But it's great for income. But what would you say as far as where you would put your money if you were making that recommendation?
Well, I'll give you an example. I just had a client who's out of town looking to buy cash investments right around $1 million or more. Mm-hmm. And we looked at Rancho Bernardo. We looked at Rancho Penasquitas. We looked at Carlsbad. We looked at La Jolla. We looked all over the county. And he was really trying to do the numbers on, you know, which areas are going to have, you know, low HOA, almost no Melrose, wanted to have, you know, low deferred maintenance, just something he could buy basically cash and then have as a long-term rental. And when you look at the rent numbers, the price per square foot, what you're getting, you're going to look at the coastal communities because of the access. Okay, North County has really come up. In the last 10 years, North County, San Diego has really populated. Mm-hmm. And I used to live in La Mesa. I used to live downtown. When I left the Marine Corps, I was in Coronado. My phone number today still says Coronado. So I've lived all over the county, and I really love San Diego. But I got to tell you, I moved north because I wanted to get less traffic. I wanted to have easier access to the coast, the less crowds, and more parking. When you live in Ocean Beach for a while and you can't find parking at 9 o'clock at night, it really pulls your hair out. So if you want a good investment, I think it's important to kind of weigh out those options. You know, how easy is it going to be to access? And I see a lot of people kind of buying and putting their money in the North County area.
Yeah. And it is a balancing act because if you have kids, then you're also bringing in the variable of schools, crime, all these other things that weigh on your decision of where to live. It's not just affordability or appreciation. It's also may have to do with lots of other variables.
I always reference the SANDAG.org, San Diego Department of Government. When my clients are asking me specific criteria about a neighborhood, and I like to reference that website, send them a link so they can look at the projected growth rates, the average household income. And, you know, I will also supplement that with average rents on a house. If it's a 3,000 square foot house, how much will that rent for in Rancho Penasquitos, Rancho Bernardo, Poway, or Carlsbad, or Coronado? And those markets are going to dictate that price per square foot, or what we call a gross rent multiplier.
So if you were putting together a checkbox form for buyers or for sellers for that matter on what kind of strong points they should look for in a real estate agent before engaging one. What are some of the tips that maybe, you know, three or four things for both buyers and sellers that you would recommend that they ask or keep in mind?
I think a big thing with picking a real estate agent is the ability to put together trust. And find somebody with integrity that's going to be available, answer their phone, and be aware of what they're looking at. I have a little bit of a construction background. My family, where I came from in Pennsylvania, was all in construction. And my grandfather was one of 16 people, and they all owned carpet companies, construction companies, excavation, nurseries. So I was always on job sites as a young kid. And my dad had a number of rentals, so I used to see what goes into houses. And that's where I got a little foundation of construction knowledge. And as I transitioned into real estate, I started to look at houses, and you can say, wow, the footing on that is bad, or the foundation is cracked, or you know, it has a polybutylene piping, which you know is a very big problem. And so many homeowners, people who are first-time buyers, they're not aware of all these bad products that we've had over the last 30, 40 years that were introduced into homes, including asbestos, or lead paint. So it's important to kind of look at stuff, look at the year, and then know what to look for based on that so that you can really hone in and help your client identify a good property. So I think if people are out there looking to pick an agent, find somebody that's very knowledgeable, experienced, and if they can form that good bond of trust with and they feel confident with that relationship, they're going to be a good negotiator on their behalf.
You know, that's a perfect segue. In order to help some buyers, because a lot of agents don't have your background, which is fine. I mean, not everybody has the same set of experiences. But we have on our website a set of documents to help buyers understand what they might be getting into when they're buying houses from different eras. And it's called What to Expect When Buying a House In. And we talk about houses from the 50s, the 70s, the 80s and 90s, and it touches on all the things that may come as a surprise to some buyers. And especially if your agent isn't as familiar with homes and building and construction, they may not be able to convey that to you. But if that's something that interests you and you love those older homes and you want to buy one, but your background isn't heavy in construction either, go to our website at sdinspect.com and just search for What to Expect, and you'll find the series of articles. And it really touches on some of the things that Marion was saying about polybutylene for houses in the 80s and 90s. And you know, things for houses in the 1950s, like cast iron drain lines. These are big ticket items that can come up right after an inspection that can really derail a transaction.
Absolutely.
So it's things to look out for. Now, what about sellers? If I want to sell my house, you know, what kinds of questions should I just list it with a friend of mine, a relative?
Well, you know, we had talked about this earlier, and, you know, in some parts of the state of California, transactions are done a little bit differently. For example, Northern California, I've got a corporate client that feeds me listings, and they gave me one in San Francisco Bay Area. One of the first things I noticed in that market was the inspections are done in advance, so they can offer the house as is without contingencies. in San Diego, that's very rare to hear of a property in a purchase agreement, you know, without contingencies, as the inspections are done in advance. So trusting a seller's inspections, it's a little different in this market. But up there, it's almost standard practice if they're going to have a property that's going to be priced to sell and they're expecting a bidding war. So if I'm talking with a seller and they're thinking about listing their house, a lot of times I will suggest that we get a termite inspection up front or a home inspection up front so they can be aware of anything that's going to come up later so they can address it now. And you probably know as much as I do that these water pressure regulators, they fail every 5 to 7 years as much as a hot water tank might. So if you have appliances in your home or regulators or you know anything that's going to be something that's going to be picked apart on a home inspection report,
deal with it.
Deal with it now rather than later.
Yeah, we're big proponents of pre-listing, and it's not a financial thing. We're going to do inspections either on the front end or the back end, and we are big proponents of sellers getting a pre-listing inspection so that they can address these issues, and it can really make a big difference. Either you can, if you can't afford to repair it, great, you know, just let the buyers know so they know what they're buying. And if you can, very often you can negotiate prices much better than during the 11th hour of a transaction when you're being held and the buyer's gotten their very high estimate from some contractor. And in fact, all you needed to do was get servicing for a few hundred bucks. It really makes sense. And Ken, you recently did, you do inspections all day long every day. But tell us about some of the recent ones that you've had where some findings in the inspection report almost blew the deal.
The one in specific up in Ramona where you touched on polybutylene piping. Not only was there polybutylene in the house, and the seller had only been there for 4 years, and they had no idea it wasn't mentioned on their inspection report when they purchased, there was also a Premier Consolidated furnace.
Wow.
And yes, there were certain Premier Consolidated furnaces that were recalled because of the NOx rods that were mandated to be installed, but all Premier Consolidated furnaces are suspect. There have been the cause of several house fires. And the seller was there, and I told her, hey, listen, this is going to come up on my report. I just want you to be aware of it. And she's like, well, why didn't my inspector, when we bought, tell me about these things? And I actually had a call from, they had a contractor come in to look at the Premier Consolidated furnace, and he said that this one isn't on the recall list. And I called the guy back up, and I'm like, yeah, I know, but these things are really problematic. You don't want to touch them. It's on your license. They have been responsible for house fires. These things are bad. And a lot of people don't know they have them in their house. So, again, touching on your comment about getting the pre-listing inspections, you don't want this stuff to bite you. You know, it's an 11th hour thing. Know about it, disclose it.
Exactly. Same thing with the poly. Now that seller is faced with not only replacing all the plumbing in the house because it's polybutylene, which is very prone to leak. And if you're not familiar with polybutylene plumbing, it was plastic tubing type plumbing that they put in the mid 80s to the mid 90s, and there's tons of it in San Diego. And it's very prone to leaking. We could talk about that on a take up a whole show with that topic. But then they're also faced with, you know, the buyers asking them for money to replace the furnace, which triggers replacement of the condenser and the ductwork. And, you know, you're talking $12,000 to $14,000 sometimes.
Good point is prepare your house for sale prior to listing it, not in the middle of the contract.
Exactly. And nobody likes surprises. And remember, our motto is whoever gets the inspection first has the upper hand in the transaction. So those are wise words, small price to pay to get those answers up front rather than when you're sitting there negotiating, all of a sudden you get a hit with a request for repairs that, you know, knocks you back and takes half of the proceeds that you were expecting. Okay, we're going to touch on a few more inspection nightmares. I want to ask Marion for any stories he may have. And then we're going to answer a few questions that we got via our Facebook page. Some of them we couldn't use because they were not PG. So we'll talk a couple of them, hopefully give you guys some good insights. And we will return right after this short break.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top-quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Just last year, 429 million people had their identity stolen as a result of data breaches. Face it, your personal information is out there waiting to be hijacked. Identity theft not only damages your reputation, but costs you thousands of dollars while taking you years to resolve. Why take a chance? ID Cyber Center monitors and protects your bank and credit card accounts, social security number, and even your social media. If your ID is stolen, ID Cyber Center recovers your identity so you can live your life with ease. In today's virtual world, not having identity monitoring, protection, and recovery is like driving without auto insurance. Visit idcybercenter.com to learn more. Again, that's idcybercenter.com or call them at 855-829-6097. Remember, it's not just your identity, it's your life.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Any decision by a public figure to not stand for the national anthem is bound to become an instant controversy, which is why when 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick sat on the bench during the playing of the anthem Friday prior to San Francisco's exhibition game against Green Bay, the viral reaction wasn't surprising. Many were outraged and quickly pointed out that Kaepernick hasn't played well the last two seasons. Others, including the 49ers in a statement, defended his right to not stand for the anthem. Certainly Kaepernick has a right to not stand. Here's his post-game explanation. I'm not going to stand up and show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football. It is bigger than football. Kaepernick has the right to do it, and those who criticize him for it have the exact same rights. And yes, that is what makes our country great. I'm John Feinstein.
CBS Sports Radio. O'Reilly.
Has the summer heat taken a toll on your vehicle's battery? Count on O'Reilly Auto Parts for the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. For a limited time, purchase a SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $4.49. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
Did you know that the commerce between Mexico and the United States is $1 million per minute? In the U.S., many speak Spanish, while thousands of Americans live and travel to Mexico. The two countries generate one-third of the world's wealth, but there are speeches that propose the building of walls to separate families, friends, and excellent partners. Nothing will break the two countries' relationship. Together, everyone is stronger. Respect, integration, friendship. Senate of the Republic, 63rd Legislature.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back, and during the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the inspection nightmares. It's pretty hardcore stuff we've seen over the years. So we want to touch back on that. So, Marion, you have a lot of investor clients. I'm sure you go into some pretty bad places. Have you ever had a nightmare inspection that just caused the buyers to back out or something?
More than I care to remember. But most recently, I'd say about a year ago, we sold this property with this massive deck, redwood deck. And about 2 months after we closed the transaction, the buyer called me directly. Hey, you know, I bought the house. How's everything going? Good? You know, well, I got some problems with this deck up here. I go, oh, well, how can I help you? He's like, yeah, I need $60,000. It needs to be replaced. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I can help you with that. And so, you know, I just referred everything to, you know, our legal department. And we went through the contracts, and he had signed off on the home inspection. He'd signed off on the termite order and the standard notice of work complete. And what we found out in the didn't get into litigation, but we did go back and forth with a couple nasty attorney's letters, was that he had signed off on the formal notice of work complete. His agent inspected it for him in his absence. So the owner technically didn't make it to the property to see that the work was complete. Oh. And these were very large structural beams that supported the deck. So naturally, to replace them, you had to lift it up, jack it up. And when it settled back down, every screw or nail had to be reset.
Yes.
So it caused a little bit of wobble in there. So the good thing was the termite guy went back out there, did all the work. But it did keep us out of litigation because we had the home inspection signed off by both buyer and seller.
That's
the termite inspection signed off by both buyer and seller. So they looked at the work complete. They looked at the reports, and they had every opportunity to go look at the property. So on the flip side of that, we did experience, okay, now I understand why we have everybody initial at the bottom right corner of every report, so they acknowledge it, and that there's no excuse saying, I never saw this later on.
That's very, very wise advice. Read the reports that you get as a buyer, as a seller, so that you aren't surprised. It's just amazing what can trigger a lawsuit. And decks, as a matter of fact, we're lucky we don't live where it snows, because snow loads cause decks to collapse all the time. Mm-hmm. But just so people know, if you're buying a house from, you know, the 70s or 80s and it had a deck, the building, the structural requirements for decks has greatly increased. And there are tons of deck collapses every year. People get too many people on there. They're not attached to the house properly. There's termite damage because they're not flashed properly. Decks are a huge, huge issue. We love our decks here in California, but it is a big deal. And you touched on that one, and they are very expensive, and there's so many rules. Yeah. You need an engineer to properly design a deck to hold the loads that you think you're going to put on it. We see it all the time where someone has a hot tub on there, not thinking how much that weighs.
See it all the time, too. Rooftop hot tubs.
Yeah.
It's just not supposed to be there.
Yeah. Water's, 8.5 pounds per gallon plus the equipment, and you're talking, you know, a few hundred gallons in just your basic hot tub.
That should only be on a slab.
Concentrated. Yeah.
600 plus gallons in a regular hot tub.
Yeah. Yeah. Times 8.5 pounds a gallon. So, yeah, I said that right. All right, Ken, so getting back to inspection nightmares, you recently did another house that had been a long-term rental, and this kind of touches on the topic of flipped houses, because a lot of times we see these beautiful flipped houses, and they are. They're beautiful, new carpet, new paint, you know, you walk in, it's almost new, like new. But what was there prior to that flip? Give us a hint.
Okay, so I pull up to this house, and my initial impression is this is a house, distressed property, and I'm doing an inspection for an investor. I got there early, so I'm poking around the outside, and I'm not a licensed termite inspector. There is so much termite damage to the rafter tailings, in the soffits. The place is really a mess. And the buyer the person who contracted us shows up, and it was his parents' house. It has been a 20-year rental. The parents are much elderly. They're getting ill. The person and his wife and his family are going to move into this house. They've just got the renters out. Mm-hmm. And the first thing is he's fumbling with the keys on the front door. It had French doors, and he's like, oh, I can't find the key, heck with it. And he just pushes the doors, and they were held shut by cinder blocks inside.
Oh,
so the doors just slide open, and I see cockroaches just scampering. And there's no flooring. They've already removed all the flooring. And then the odor of dog urine hit me in the head like a club. and literally, the kitchen was completely demolished. There was so much moisture damage. In the upstairs master bedroom, the subflooring, I'd have to say there was probably 18 square feet of subflooring that was absolutely saturated. I was afraid to walk on it.
Yeah.
It was spongy.
Yeah.
I was almost to the point of breaking windows just to air the place out.
Wow.
And the guy says to me, he says, well, we've got $25,000 to $30,000 to upgrade this house. And I'm like, that'll do your kitchen. Literally, the bottom 3 feet of all the walls needed to be cut out because of the dog urine.
Right.
They'd been peeing on the walls. They'd been peeing on the floor. It was a complete redo.
Yeah. Just get a pack of matches and solve that problem.
Yeah.
You want to rebuild a house like that if it's that bad.
this was the kind of property that, you know, we see advertised, you know, we buy ugly homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those people need to buy that. Just unload it.
Yeah.
And they were going to move in.
This turned into a flip?
No.
Oh, I thought this was one of the flips.
People were going to buy it and think they could kind of put equity and fix it up. They don't get how much it was going to cost to.
It was the children of the owners.
Wow.
That were going to move into it.
Oh, so they were going to get it for free. It was going to be gifted to them.
They were going to move into it so they could take care of their elderly parents.
Oh, okay.
And they were going to make the house habitable.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea how they were going to do that.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a
ton of sweat equity. But, literally, when I got home, I burned my clothes.
More work than it's worth.
Yeah, do not underestimate if you think you can put in a lot of sweat equity and make, a silk purse out of a pig's ear. Really, you need to talk to somebody and get a realistic view of what's going to be needed. And it's more than just remodeling sometimes. You can't just throw new carpet over urine-soaked subflooring. It's going to need to be removed. And one hint, if you walk into a house and they've got oil burners in every outlet, something's wrong. You know, so that's, again, another reason why you want a very competent, observant home inspector. Your agent, if they're more worried about running in and opening the doors and windows to air it out, that sometimes you don't want that. You want it all locked up so you can smell if there's mustiness, pet odor. All sorts of things.
Oh, so, cigarettes, too. I've run into a couple of situations where I had a house and the walls were actually a little tint of yellow.
Oh, yeah.
And the ceilings were yellow. And I thought, you guys need to repaint it. That paint's, you can tell it's
faded.
Old. And buyers would come in and say, oh, that's nicotine stains. Yeah. And they would make an offer and it would be contingent upon the seller having the house taken care of with a smoke remediation company. And usually it has to be reprimed, repainted.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes people are very picky. Very sensitive with their smell, and they want to have almost all new drywall, carpet, padding, everything redone.
Yeah, that's not the right house for them.
That's not the right house for them. Yeah. To me, I just say, you need to look at a different house.
Exactly.
But if the owner's a smoker, sometimes that people that are on the receiving end, they might like the property, but they're going to just lowball you on price and really make it a bigger issue than it's worth. Man, I've sold a couple of these, so I've seen it.
And sometimes people want to live by the coast and buy that house because it's more important where they live than, the quality of the house. We've seen that as well. But, don't let your expectations exceed your pocketbook, I think.
Absolutely.
Is the moral of the story. Do your research when you're buying and selling. If you're buying a flip house, do not be kind of blinded by how pretty the new appliances are. You want to really try and get a sense of what has gone on in the house. If you see a neighbor standing out front, try and talk to them. See if the place was just a party house by SDSU for 15 years. Because, you may want to do some air sampling. You may want to do some other testing on that house. Yeah.
Check this heating system. There's always things that they can jimmy rig to just get it to pass that home inspection.
Rodents in the attic. You may have insulation that needs to be replaced, and that can be on a small house, can be $7,000 to $10,000 just to remove soiled insulation, sterilize it if there were rodent droppings and urine, and then to re-insulate can be very, very costly.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, don't just walk into a place and fall in love. Be skeptical. And Ken, just touching back on that house that you were talking to with the horizontal furnace and the polybutylene, we got a call not even a week later, from a neighbor who now was alerted to the fact they've lived in the house since the 80s, and they had no idea that these things were problematic until they talked to the neighbor as a result of the home inspection, and they're thinking of selling their house. Sure enough, they want a home inspection to find out everything that's wrong with the house before they go into escrow on it.
Yeah, I've seen them on my scheduler.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's coming up. But again, and this goes back to the pre-listing inspections, it's a really good idea because those specific items, the polybutylene, the horizontal premier consolidated furnaces, mm-hmm. that's something that they can either A, remediate mm-hmm. prior to listing, or it's on their disclosure. So it doesn't
You come, can't come back and ask for it.
Yeah,
they've already said this is the condition.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
We know it's there, and this is the condition of the property.
Yeah.
So it's not an 11th hour, oh, geez, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing about San Diego is each region, each area, even each neighborhood has some common defects. You know, if you live by the coast, there might be rusted out electric panels. Mm-hmm. Carmel Mountain Ranch and a lot of Rancho Bernardo has polybutylene plumbing.
Spring Valley
has some foundation issues.
Yeah, lots of big time.
Dictionary Hill, mm-hmm. a lot of earth movement over there. Santee has a lot of earth movement in certain areas. Even parts of Poway, there are some streets there where we know nearly almost every slab is cracked over there. Mm-hmm. Downtown, some of the very old buildings don't have any insulation. So if you're thinking of getting a high efficiency home, you want to be green and not use energy to heat and cool your home. Well, you know, if you're buying a house built from the 20s to the 50s, you may want to make sure that it has insulation at all, because right. many do not. So, you know, if you ever have any questions about this kind of stuff, you can always shoot us an email at info@sdinspect.com. We're happy to answer these questions. Even if you haven't used us for home inspection, we're still available to do that for you. We love helping people and sharing our knowledge of San Diego homes in particular. Or in general, we get calls from all over the country about certain things, what's required, what's not. When we come back from the break, Marian is going to talk about some special programs that exist for veterans. And there are a lot of options that are not available to the general public and can really help you. I want to ask you about multiple VA loans and, mm-hmm. and things like
Calvet
that. And
too.
I think
yeah.
you yeah, and I think you know the answers to all these. So if you're in the military, you know, definitely you want to pay attention, because we're going to have some good tips for you on the other side of the break.
High Court Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. High Court Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on High Court Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Hi, I'm Philippe Heller with the Real Estate Inspection Company. When buying real estate today, it's more important than ever to have a thorough home inspection to protect yourself. When quality and experience count, contact the Real Estate Inspection Company. We're the largest home inspection company serving San Diego for 10 years. After checking hundreds of items throughout a house, we provide a detailed computer-generated inspection report. And we use the newest and best infrared thermal imaging at every inspection 7 days a week. Check us out at sdinspect.com. That's sdinspect.com.
Ice cold Dr. Pepper and college football go way back. They belong together like crazy upsets and stadium flyovers, t-shirt guns and slow-mo cams, Wildcats and flea flickers. Having a college football gathering without Dr. Pepper is like having a whiteout game without shirts. Basically, we wouldn't recommend it. So next time you have a tailgate, home gate, or whatever else kind of gate, grab some ice cold Dr. Pepper to make your college football party one of a kind. Dr. Pepper, it's a college football tradition. Available at Walmart.
Go to Fuller Honda. They are there to help make your Honda dream a reality by bringing you an excellent selection of new and used Honda vehicles and great service to enhance your ownership experience. Their friendly, experienced staff will be happy to respond to any questions you may have about sales, service, or parts. Fuller Honda has the whole lineup, from the Accord to the Civic to the CR-V to the all-new Pilot. They have the right vehicle for your family. Best of all, this new Honda lineup features some of the best fuel economy on the market, along with contemporary styling at affordable prices. Stop into Fuller Honda today, and they will exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Their professional sales team is committed to a no-pressure, high-integrity approach to your ownership experience. Think Fuller Honda. Great prices, great selections, and great deals, where they've treated you like family for over 60 years. Auto Park Drive off the 805 in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
You can find out everything about the academic level of the teachers and the quality of education at your children's school. All you have to do is contact the responsible institution. If they don't give you the information, call the INAI at 01-800-835-4324 or go to inai.org.mx. National Transparency Institute. Access to information and protection of personal data. INAI. Because you have to know it.
And we're back. So Marion Anthony from Pacific Sotheby's is with us today, along with Ken Heller from the Real Estate Inspection Company. So Marion, we wanted to, you're real connected with the military community and veterans, and shed some light on some of the programs that are available to our veterans.
Sure. As a veteran, I bought my first house, my condo, I should say, with a VA loan, which is a great program. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the CalVet loan program. The big difference between those, I think, is the CalVet program, you're not a legal owner of the property. You're what's called a class of, interested party. Huh. So you actually buy the house through a bond measure through California. Mm-hmm. And that bond is subsidized by the state of California versus the VA, which is a federally subsidized program,
right,
where you are an owner. So it, really what it comes down to is the ownership rights. And the rates are a little bit better, I would say, in a CalVet program opposed to a VA program. The fees are a little bit lower as well, because if you use your VA program, the more you use it, the higher the fees go up for the VA funding fee. But it's a great program for veterans. Again, I use it my first time out. I strongly suggest and advocate it for a lot of veterans who are looking mm-hmm. to retire or live in San Diego, mm-hmm. buy their first home. So it's a great program. The eligibility requirement is a little bit easier for CalVet. I think when it comes down to like the foreclosure, notice default aspect, mm-hmm. in a CalVet program, if you miss your mortgage payment for 3 months, they basically evict you like a tenant.
Oh.
In a VA program.
If you're not an owner.
What's that?
If you're not an owner.
Technically, I mean, you are a interested party. It's called a contract to sale. So in 3 months, you can be out. And it's really not a 30-year fixed mortgage, which many people think it is. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's adjustable rate monthly based on the bond in the California Treasury. So it's a completely different product. I'd love to have a mortgage broker on the show to help decipher that. I only know the outlying aspects of it. But there's... on a VA loan, when you come down to the very legal issue of home ownership, you can be in default for 4 months before you really get a foreclosure notice. So, again, going back to short sale rush, I talked a lot about the different loan products, the different lending aspects, and how much time you really had in the event of a death in a family, a job loss, or declining in health, where you can stay in that house and get by without making a mortgage payment or
Cool.
Go ahead.
No, and what about tax write-offs? Can you do that with a CalVet loan?
Yeah, any home that's your primary residence, you're going to have the same
tax advantages
with your CPA.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then can you double up? Like if you use your – I know that you can use your VA loan if you get – deployed somewhere else, you can buy homes in different cities, let's say, mm-hmm. and maintain ownership of the other one. Now, if you own a home in California with a VA loan, can you use CalVet if you decide to move? Can you double up on
it? They're two different loan products. So say I had a VA loan on a house in North Carolina, and then I came out to California, I could do a CalVet loan and do a purchase out here. So you could have two mortgages, but you know, they're also gonna underwrite that loan, and they're gonna look at it and say, you know, how much is the rent on it? And they're gonna deduct a roughly about 25% portion is the rule of thumb. And they're gonna say, if you're making $1,000 a month on the rental and your mortgage is $750, they're gonna take $250 out of that $1,000 rent and use that as a qualifying factor for the debt service.
Okay. Well, how can people get in touch with you if they're interested?
My cell number is always available, 619-459-9532. You can just Google my name in, and I'm all over the web.
And spell Marian for
everybody. It's M-A-R-I-A-N.
And Anthony. Marian Anthony. Yeah. info@mariananthony.com.
That's also good. Email's fine, too.
And if you have questions or in need of a home inspection, please check out sdinspect.com. Or you can Google the Real Estate Inspection Company. We'll pop up all over. We've got a lot of resources, a lot of videos, a maintenance minute, a lot of tips on there, plus the information I mentioned before about old homes and what you should do if you're considering buying an older home. And use Marian's advice. If you're interested in a local neighborhood, really do your research. Find out an agent who knows that area. I know most ethical agents will actually refer if they say, look, I don't know, you know, North Park very well. They'll try and hook you up with a good agent in that area. Once again, I'm Philippe Heller, and I want to thank you all for joining us today. And don't forget that if you want to hear a replay of this, you can go to houseconnectradio.com. And until next time, happy house hunting.